I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, everybody, to The Download. Chris Lingbach here with you on Saturday morning, November 17th, 2018, in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's good to be with you today. This week seemed a little lighter than last week, mainly because the Redskins got a win down in Tampa Bay last Sunday. But boy, did Josh Norman set off a powder keg after the game with those comments about the fans. We're going to talk about that and about the conversations that spurred from that throughout today's show. It got some great audio for you. A lot of people weighing in on this, and even Redskins players themselves, former players Santana Moss, D'Angelo Hall. A lot of people had something to say about this, and I think as I look back on it, the nature of when these comments were made had a lot to do with this. The fact that it wasn't after a loss, but it was after a win. And I actually applaud Josh Norman for saying it after a win. I think a big part of it was because of the fan support that the Redskins got down there in Tampa. You heard Alex Smith say on Chad Dukes' show this week out at Redskins Park that he was blown away by how many Redskins fans were down there. And in the second half, he said they all, as Buccaneers fans started leaving the stadium, Redskins fans started pouring down into that lower bowl. And he said he felt like it was about a quarter Redskins fans by the end of the game there, all just down there in the lower bowl cheering on the burgundy and gold. But I really do think that Josh Norman should be commended for being honest after a win. And I think that the sight that he saw with all those Redskins fans down there in Tampa made him wonder, well, why can't we get this support at home? Why can't we get this support when we're playing at FedEx Field? Why is it so empty, and why are we getting so many boos at FedEx Field? We're not going to answer that question completely today. I mean, this is something that will have to continue to play out throughout the season. But I do think there's some truth to what Santana Moss theorized that, you know, during his era, and I wrote about this earlier in the week, you can find it on thefandc.com/Redskins, that maybe his era of Redskins had something to do with the lack of turnout that we see today. Santana Moss told Chad Dukes that we packed the stadium out every single week, and then we lost. And maybe they just kind of slowly leaked the air out of that balloon, and we're seeing the end product today. I mean, the Redskins, what they're doing this year in terms of fan outreach really is unprecedented. Is unprecedented in terms of fan outreach in the Dan Snyder era. I mean, you've got Chris Cooley, I guess it was after week two, going down to Chinatown and handing out Redskins tickets. You had Josh Norman this week, head out to a public place and giving out Redskins tickets. That's a current player, I mean, the Redskins are, it really is incredible to see, considering over the last 20 years, they have filled that stadium again and again and again, and it's only been the last few years, I'd say 4 or 5 years, that that support has finally started to erode and chip away. But it's incredible to see them go all out in their grassroots effort to get fans in the stadium now after all of that. 20 years of losing under Dan Snyder, still packing the stadium, and now they're winning at 6-3, and they can't get people in the stadium. This is an incredible thing that we're seeing. But I do commend Josh Norman for his honesty after a win, because it's much easier after a win to just go along with the good vibes and not raise any eyebrows. It's a lot easier after a loss to go point at this, 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 and this. This is why we lost, and this stinks, and this is terrible, and the fans didn't show up, and we wish they were there to support us and give us that extra oomph. He did it after a win. I mean, that's ballsy. If nothing else, it's certainly ballsy, and I'll give him credit for that. It's certainly warranted. But here's reality. The Reds are 6-3. This Sunday at FedEx Field, they play the Texans, who are 6-3. And the Texans got there in a much tougher route than the Redskins did. The Texans started out their season 0-3, and people are going, wow, the sky is falling in Houston. And then they went on a 6-game win streak. They are red hot right now, coming into FedEx to face a Redskins team that is won, then lost, then won three straight, then lost. So I really don't know what to expect from Sunday's game. But I know I'm excited to see Deshaun Watson play. He really is like Aaron Rodgers reincarnate here. It's so fun to watch him buy time with his legs and just find an open receiver. The Redskins really have their work cut out for them. But let's jump in to our top five most read stories of the week from the fan, DC.com. We will pick through how this week played out in DC sports and bring you the best of DC sports this week as determined by you, the listeners, the readers, by page views. You set the outline of this show. I do not.
Number five.
Josh Norman had some heated comments to say about Redskins fans after last Sunday's 16-3 win down in Tampa. Here's what Josh Norman had to say after the game.
The Phillies, the Giants, and, you know, even Dallas. They sold out. People in the seats, they cheering for their team. Regardless, good or bad or indifferent, they still showing up each and every week, you know, going hard. And even the Giants, when they was 1-6, you know, they had a sellout crowd. It was all in there, packed, still. You know, we come back to our home, it seems like guys just don't really care. They just boo everything and not really behind us. We don't really feel that. And I'm tired of it, really. I mean, play all the games on the road if you ask me, but at the end of the day, the people who are going to be for you, the fans is really on your back, they'll be there. The other ones, man, it is what it is, you know. Can't really speak on them. They're going to talk about what they talk about anyway. They all keyboard warriors anyway.
Wow. So Josh Norman really taking the tact of almost shaming the fans for not supporting them at home. I found what Alex Smith said about it with Chad Dukes, and you can listen to that interview in full on cdvtw.com. Really juxtaposed that quite nicely because he really took the polar opposite stance and said fans have the right to be critical. It's their right as fans. It's the nature of fandom inherently is to be critical when they don't like what they see on the field. But here's what else he said that I really liked, and I think this was really the classy approach, and maybe Josh Norman, heat of the moment after the game, adrenaline still running through his veins, maybe he would feel a little differently about it today. But Alex Smith said, when you look at Green Bay, when you look at Pittsburgh, those rabid, diehard fan bases that follow their team all around the country and pack the home stadiums out every single week, year in and year out, those teams, those organizations all had to work to develop that rabid following. And so Alex Smith took this tack that we, as an organization, as a football team, have our work cut out for us, but we're going to go out and do it. We are going to rebuild this fan base by winning and winning consistently. And then you have a third perspective, the perspective of a former Redskins player, as I teased at the top of the show. Here's what Santana Moss had to say about this whole ordeal while on with Chad Dukes, as he is every Monday after a Redskins game.
Two things I want to ask you, Santana. Your response to his comments, and are you surprised that Josh made those comments after a win?
Well, first of all, after a win, I think he was just – he got caught up in the moment. You know what I mean? He was in the moment. He had a good game. They went out there and played a tough offense and came away with a W. And half the time when Josh talking, man, I don't know what he be talking about because he just go on and, you know, and on just like that. Like, he went off of what Whitney was probably asked. But it kind of – it has some truth to it. You know what I'm saying? And I say this. I love the fans here. I love the fan base here. It's unfortunate for those guys because we only went to what? I went to the playoffs 3 times while I was here, and we packed the house. We packed the house every year. So, yes, it's unfortunate because I asked the same question watching the Colts game. Where are the fans? You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to say, well, maybe it's too early, and, you know, as the game go on. I was there for just the first half of the game before I went to work, and I'm sitting there like, where are the fans? So, you know, the guys feel it, and they probably had it in them, and they just want to say something about it. Now, does that make you play better or play any lesser than what you've been playing? No, because I've been on teams where even when I was in Miami my first year, we was 5-6 that year. And, you know, in Miami is one of those cities where fans are doing a lot. You know, even when you're good, they're doing a whole lot. If you're not playing your rivalry, if you're not playing the Florida State, you're not playing the big games, they're not going to show up half the time. So, you know, to see
nice that, out all the time.
Yeah, and it's nice out all the time. It's always something to do. To see the guys here have to deal with what they're dealing with now, you know, you wonder why. You wonder what's going on with the fan base. But the guys that's showing up, the fans that's showing up, true, they're not talking to you guys. You know, probably the ones that's booing, yeah. But the ones that's showing up and being there, they're talking about the ones that's not showing up anymore and the ones that's there not to really be there, you know. I understand that the fans get pissed off and get tired, and most of the fans are not coming because of the organization itself. You know, it's not the players. You know, it's a lot of fans I bump into all the time. They're like, oh, well, screw this and screw that. I love my Skins, but I can't take it. You know what I mean? I can't take it no more. And I understand them, but what they're saying is, man, if you're a fan, if you're riding with us, if you've been there before, keep coming because they feed off of that. You know, they feed off of what all the energy that you guys give, and that's one of the reasons why when I'm out in the streets and I'm doing my appearances and I'm showing up at these different spots and I'm meeting these people, that's why I sit there and converse with them. That's why I sit there and show the love that they showed me for so many years and show them the appreciation that I have for them appreciating what I display, you know, every game day or game night. Because without them, half of the time, it's no me. You know, yeah, I might be out there playing, but I really appreciate you guys rocking the stadium and wearing those 89 jerseys and even rocking it to this day, you know?
So there you have Santana hinting at the idea that maybe all of the losses during his time playing for the Redskins contributed to the turnout that we're seeing at FedEx today. But here's something else he brought up, and I really had to think about this after he said it. And it gave me a yet another varied, nuanced perspective of this whole situation. He says the Redskins are winning more consistently now, which really makes me wonder, over the last, see, since 2015, Jay Gruden's second year, the Redskins have been more of a winning team more consistently. They're still floating around that very annoying 8-8 line, but they're not having those blowout seasons where they go 3-13, 4-12. Rex Grossman is your quarterback, or John Beck, even worse. Here's what Santana had to say.
I got a lot of thoughts on this, Santana, because first of all, if you buy a ticket, you can boo. It's fine.
You can do what you want.
But these are the guys that are winning the games for you. DJ Swearinger and Josh Norman are the guys that go out there winning the games for you. They are telling you that it helps when you don't boo, that it helps when you show up. Fans criticize everybody, yeah. The coaches, the guys calling the games, the guys, the officials.
They criticize wins these days.
That's all I've been getting all day long. Bitching and moaning and complaining about everything, which, again, is your right. But are you so sensitive that you can't take some of that back with these guys saying, we would like a little bit better because it helps us. We respond to that.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with what he said. I guess you could ask, should he have said it?
You know, and that's the only thing I would say. You know, I say that. You know, I look at it like this. Everybody's entitled to what they want to say, their own opinion. And if that's the way he felt, that's the way he felt. You know, are you going to rock with them less or even more? Who knows? But you shouldn't be up or down with it. If you rock with them, you rock with them. Be mad at them for a little while and then, you know, get over it, man. Get out your feelings. Don't be in your feelings. He expressed his feelings after a victory, and he's done with it. But as a fan base, man, you know, it is a shame to not see these guys show up for these guys because the football has been played a little better here. Yes, I understand there's a lot of things that they might want to see different, want to see a little more consistency, and we all want that. But they've been playing some good football for the last few years. Have it been showing up in the playoffs or getting playoffs berth? No, but they've been playing a lot.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot better than what we display, you know, on a consistent basis. And that's one of the things that, to me, should motivate fans to come out and want to be a part of it, because I think that little more extra, you know, a couple of bodies here and there might give these guys that little nod or that little push that they're looking for.
So this is what those comments made me think about. Because as Santana said there, the Redskins are winning more consistently. They're just a little bit better more regularly than they were in the Mike Shanahan era, for instance, or Jim Zorn, for instance, or Norv Turner, for instance. They're just kind of in the hunt a little more often, and it makes me wonder, what we're seeing at FedEx this season, is it the end of the road and the sky is falling and the fan base is rejecting this organization once and for all? Or is this really the beginning of a new peak? Because if the Redskins just keep mounting wins this season and next season, and as a whole, fans go, well, really, I don't know, that they haven't been that bad the past 5 or 6 years. Maybe what we're seeing right now is the result of the past 15 or 20 years, but maybe what we're going to see in a few more years is the result of what we're seeing right now. And I hope I'm getting that point across correctly. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe fans are just completely fed up and they'll never come back. Maybe the stadium is so bad and the stadium experience is so bad and has been for so long that fans are saying, I'm done with FedEx. I'm done with Landover, Maryland. But maybe not. Maybe this is the start of them repairing the franchise. Maybe we are 2 or 3 years into this thing already, or 4 years. We'll find out, just like everything else with sports. We will see, as long as we wait patiently. When we come back, our top 4 stories of the week from thefandc.com as we continue to parse the best in DC sports this week. You're listening to The Download. Welcome back to The Download. Chris Lingbach here with you for another segment. We've got a lot of show to get to and only so much time to get to it. So let's jump back into our top 5 most read stories from thefandc.com this past week.
Number 4.
The Washington Redskins amazingly allowed 501 yards, including 398 through the air against the Bucs last Sunday, while still holding the Buccaneers to just 3 points. Just an extraordinary stat. The Bucs' 4 turnovers certainly had a lot to do with it. Chris Russell checking in at our number 4 story of the week with his report card on the Redskins' different units. Russell gave the Redskins' defense a C grade. He writes, "It's hard to be positive about a unit that was carved up like a Thanksgiving turkey for more than 500 yards, but they somehow would tighten the screws in the red zone and force mistakes. Josh Norman had an interception at the goal line on the Bucs' first drive of the game. Preston Smith had his first sack of the year, which forced a turnover by Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Ryan Anderson punched a ball out from behind just inside the red zone for a touchback. He goes on to write, throw in two Chandler Catanzaro field goal misses and a couple of big stops on third down, and you can find a way to bend but not break. Greg Stroman also had his first career interception. You can read Chris Russell's full Redskins report card after each and every Redskins game on thefandc.com/Redskins. Please, will you bookmark that page for me? I would greatly appreciate return visits to thefandc.com/Redskins.
Number three.
You could hear the hesitance in Chris Thompson's voice when he was asked Monday, for his thoughts on Josh Norman's comments about the fans. Thompson, you'll remember, has waded in these waters before, getting a lot of negative feedback from Redskins fans. The last time he spoke about fan turnout following the Colts game in week two, alas, Thompson did share his thoughts on what Josh Norman had to say. Here is what Chris Thompson said in full, unedited, entirely in context. This was Chris Thompson at Redskins Park on Monday.
Did you see what Josh said yesterday? Do you have any thoughts on that? I know you've talked about the fans and everything in the past, so just curious what you thought when you saw those.
Nope, I have no comment at all. I'm not saying anything about it because, you know, like, it's one of those things, like, as human beings, you can pick out whatever you want to hear in something that someone says, or you can sit down and really look at something and say, okay, what is this person really saying to me? Or what is he saying to the fan base? And just like me, I got a lot of negativity out of it. I'm sure Josh is going to get the same thing. And it's one of those things. You have to sit down and see what he's really saying. And if you can understand what he's saying, he's not, again, just like me, not bashing the fans. It's we want everybody to come out and support us. That's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, we want our stands to be full of us. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And I get, as fans, it's frustrating. And, you know, all the responses I see all the time is, we've been fans for 10-plus years. We've been fans for 25 years, whatever the case may be, and we haven't gotten any results. The Redskins has been terrible. I've been here for 6 years. I understand. I know. I've been to one playoff game in 6 years. But my thing is, like, I feel like we're doing good. We're doing good right now. I think, you know, we have a really good team. And what it comes down to is myself and Josh, we just want our fans to be – we want it to be packed out. And we don't want it to feel like it's 50-50 when we're at our home field and – they have as many fans as we do. And I know that's exaggerating because that's never the case. But, you know, sometimes certain situations we're down, we're losing, and their fans are super loud. And we can't quiet them. And, I mean, we're having, you know, that's obviously based off us having a poor performance. But, you know, we just want everybody to be there. That's it. That's it. We want our fans to be out there and just have our backs. And it's really like, we don't know year in and year out if we're going to get to a Super Bowl. But every single guy, all 63 people in here, want to win a Super Bowl. And that's our ultimate goal. And, you know, we just want everybody to come out and support us through this journey. If you're a real fan, you're gonna support your team through this journey. Not only if we come out and this season we're 9-1 or 8-1 or whatever, and, you know, we've dropped the ball and got killed in the three games that we lost. Hasn't even been close, but we still want your support. You know, I don't think any of the Super Bowl teams were undefeated, but they still got the support, and that's all we want. That's it.
Poor Chris Thompson. That was, again, Chris Thompson remarking on Redskins fans Monday at Redskins Park. He tried to avoid the question, and he's just such an honest, nice guy that he eventually gave in and said what he was thinking. But, again, that just continues the narrative that has prevailed throughout this past week after the Bucs game. It all started with Josh Norman talking about the fans and how he would much rather play on the road after Sunday's win in Tampa. And then it picks up again on Monday. Chris Thompson talks about it. DJ Swearinger talked about it with Grant and Danny. Again, we'll get to that. But this really just became a full-blown narrative this past week. Everybody was talking about it. And it wasn't just people being asked about it and then being prompted to talk about it as a result of, you know, there wasn't like a media-driven thing. It started because Josh Norman went out of his way to talk about it.
Number two.
Man, I love this one. The 4-5 Ravens are dangling by a thread coming out of their bye week. Joe Flacco is nursing a hip injury that could keep him sidelined in Sunday's game against Cincinnati. Rookie Lamar Jackson was too sick to practice Thursday and Friday with a stomach virus. That leaves Robert Griffin III as the only healthy quarterback on the roster. Please, oh, please let this happen. It is appointment television when Robert Griffin III is playing an NFL game. It has been since he started in this league in 2012, and it remains the case today, 6 years later, in 2018. Man, when he made that first start for the Browns, I was so excited. Whether he plays well, whether he plays terribly, it's just exhilarating to watch Robert Griffin III play football. I can't explain to you why. It just is. And I hope to God he starts for the Ravens on Sunday. That is our second most read story from thefandc.com/Redskins, thefandc.com. It's been a while since any of our writers, and look, this wasn't me this time. One of our newer writers, Ben Krimmel. I didn't do it. I didn't write about RG3. It's been a while since one of our writers has. It happened, and lo and behold, it's the second most read story out of everything that's gone on in DC sports this week. So that's just, I'm going to leave that right there and move on, okay? All right, we got to get to a break. When we come back, our top story of the week this week in DC sports. And maybe we'll have a little fun with our man, Chris Russell, Joe the Rooster Russo, if there's time. You're listening to The Download on 106.7. Welcome back to The Download. Chris Lingbach with you here on The Fan for one final segment today. If you missed any part of the show, you can find it on iTunes after the show. Just search for Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. And if you don't like me, don't worry. It's not just my content up there. It's everybody on this station outside of the primetime shows, the main roster. Everybody outside of the Junkies, Grant and Danny and Chad Dukes, you can find all of their show content on Overtime on 106.7 The Fan on iTunes. Please subscribe. Help support what I believe to be a great radio station here. And, of course, like 106.7 The Fan on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 106.7 The Fan. All right, we've arrived. This is the moment of truth. Our top story of the week. The best story this week in DC sports.
And now, the number one most read story of the week on TheFanDC.com.
You heard what Josh Norman had to say about Redskins fans. He would rather play on the road at this point. You heard what Chris Thompson had to say, although he was reluctant to talk about the topic because of that whole ordeal that happened in week two. He is of the mind that he just wants FedEx Field packed out no matter how it has to happen. He wants to see Redskins fans fill in that stadium, and you can't blame him for thinking that, certainly. Here's what DJ Swearinger had to say to Grant and Danny on the topic. This was on Monday following the game.
I want to look ahead to the Texans here for a moment. DJ Swearinger is with us on Grant and Danny. First, in coming back home, I'm sure you heard Josh Norman's comments. We're not going to get into them much today, but we're going to probably be talking about them a lot tomorrow. Just so you know, I think what Josh Norman said is accurate. Mm-hmm. I think there's also a good reason why the environment has gotten to the point where it has. I don't want it to be as bad as it is, but the team hasn't won in so long that it's hard for the fans to stay motivated. But I'm curious, do you agree with Josh when he says, I don't want to say that you guys would rather play on the road, but that you're better on the road?
I'd rather play on the road, too.
You would?
Most definitely.
Why is that?
Because you can hear on the road. You can hear communications. You don't have to worry about fans booing you. You know, you ain't got to worry about seeing the other team's jersey everywhere. You know it's going to be the other team's jersey because you're away. You know, home game, you know, that's some of the worst things I've seen. I played on four different teams. Never seen it that bad. You know, with other teams' jerseys in the stands, with, you know, the boos, whatever it may be. You know, it's, you know, I'm
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Never been a part of nothing like that.
As a player, does it affect you in any way? I mean,
it affects you to the point to when you want to get the crowd involved. You know, I recall when I was in AZ or in Houston, I would always wave my hands up, you know, just get the crowd up. But, you know, if I do it here, it's like a blah.
Like, you're just like, stretching your arms.
Like, I'm stretching my arms. Like, nobody don't see, I don't see us yeah. getting the crowd up, you know. But I guess that'll take time because of, you know, we haven't won. But you can't really say that because I've been in Houston and AZ where they haven't won. But those diehard fans, regardless, win, lose, or draw. So, you know, there's no excuse of losing. You know, every NFL team loses. No NFL team wins the Super Bowl every year. So,
so why do you think it's different here then?
I don't know, man. I feel like, I really don't know. I feel like maybe something with, you know, I always said, I guess because, you know, we in three different states. You know, we're the Washington Redskins, but we don't play in Washington. We play in Maryland. And we live in Virginia. So, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, if the states matter. You know, I'm from South Carolina, but, you know, it's the North Carolina Panthers. So a lot of, I know in my state, you know, people either go to Atlanta or they go up to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So, and that has a part to do with, well, North Carolina is not in South Carolina. That's not our home team. And some people be like, okay, well, it's Carolina that is our home team. So I know down south it's a little different, so I don't know if it's like that up here. So,
well,
I don't
D.C. is such a transient market, right?
Right.
So people that live in D.C., very few of them are from D.C. People move here for work or whatever.
Right,
so
right.
You have so many more fans here that are Steelers or Packers fans.
Cowboys.
But what always gets me, Cowboys, yeah, that's the worst.
Too much of that.
But what always gets me is I don't know, like, Falcons fans as an example. Mm-hmm. There are certain fan bases like Dolphins fans.
Right.
Everyone knows, like, two Dolphins fans in their entire life.
Right.
And the Dolphins are here. And it's 20,000 people at the stadium.
Right, right.
Like, where do these people come from? I don't understand that.
I feel like they come from whatever they feel like their organization is. You know, if they're a Dallas fan, if they're a Atlanta fan, if whatever fan they are, I feel like they just support their team. And I don't know if we have that full support of loyalty to the fans. You know, we may have a lot of Redskins fans, but the loyalty, I don't feel the loyalty.
But do you think, this is something we talk about all the time.
Right.
So Fred Smoot, you know Smooty.
Right.
Smoot and I last week were hanging out watching the game together, and he said, this was his opinion, I want to get your reaction. He basically said, I think my generation ruined this for the current team. Mm-hmm. And he said, basically, people used to come, and they'd pack the house, and they'd go crazy, and we never really had a chance, is what he said. I don't necessarily buy that. But his point was, you only can take so much of it. It doesn't sound like you buy that, though, because you're talking about 25 years. The Redskins were relevant and good and winning in 91, mm-hmm. and since then, it's been 500 or worse for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
A couple playoff wins, ever. During the, right. Since I was in a diaper. But it doesn't sound like you think that's the reason, or maybe that's a good excuse.
Not really, because I've been liking the team since I was a kid, regardless of their record. You know, I'm still going to be that fan. I'm still going to, you know, be diehard for the Lakers. I'm not going to change that, you know, so that's how I feel about basketball. So it may be different, but that's just how I see it. You know, if you're a fan of something, you can't be a bandwagon. You can't jump off that bandwagon. You got to be loyal through the ups and downs, through the thick and thin. If you're a true fan, you know, that's what you call a true fan. But, you know, if you're a fan that just like the colors or like the whatever you like, you know, you may get discouraged. You know, not 25 years is a long time. But like I said, if you're a true fan, you know, a true fan is going to be loyal to whatever you believe in.
There you have it. That was DJ Swearinger's comments, his thoughts on Redskins fans. He agrees with Josh Norman. He almost would rather reluctantly play on the road because FedEx Field has gotten so bad. As he says, it's some of the worst things he's seen at FedEx this year, the crowds. That is our top story of the week on thefandc.com. If you missed any of our top stories after the program, just go check out the podcast, Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. You can find it on iTunes or find it on thefandc.com and find the audio tab. Listen back to the show, then hit the website. Listen to all these interviews in full. It's highly worth the time investment. Everything I talk about on my show, you can find on thefandc.com. That is the beauty of this program. All right, our top five is done. We have just enough time to have a little fun with our lovable friend, Chris Russell. Before I play this audio for you, and you can find it on your own on thefandc.com, I just want to say this very clearly. This is not making fun of the sponsor mentioned in this audio. It is strictly making fun of Chris Russell and his ability to just be competent at his job. I mean, he is undefeated at not getting out of his own way. I just absolutely love it. Here is Chris Russell. This was an update that people heard driving around in their cars on the Beltway on Friday afternoon.
We're brought to you by AAA Mid-Atlantic Agency. AAA Car Care Center sits official cars break when official cars break down. When your car breaks down, they'll fix it officially because they're AAA, the official car care center for people with cars. From the Crop Metcalf 5-star sports desk, I'm Chris Russell.
I mean, that is just incredible. He stumbled so much. The people, cars. Oh, poor Russell. So that got me thinking. I keep a file on everybody here, myself included. I call it the funny clips folder. And when there's a funny thing that happens on the radio here, I cut up the clip and save it for perpetuity. Is that the right word, perpetuity? Posterity. I save it for posterity, for moments just like these. So I open the funny clips folder to see if I have any other horrific Chris Russell updates. He doesn't do sports updates often, but Russell, I'll give him credit. He is such a company man. He's such a team player. He will do whatever shift, whatever he's asked, at all times bar none. So he really is, hats off to him for that. He really is a team player. It's all jokes on the air, having fun with him. To me, it's good-natured most of the time. I just do it because people enjoy hearing it, right? But to be very clear, Russell is very much a team player around here. So we'll give him that respect where it's due. Now let's listen to this horrific update. I believe this was from October 2017. He mentions the postseason roster for the Nats. So I'm going to guess October 2017. Let's take a little peek at this this piece of audio here.
Meanwhile, Ryan Zimmerman has been here through it all. Three playoff disappointments, but it's a different year. Get back to Zimmerman next update.
Man, that has to be disappointing. When you have such a perfect setup there, you go to play the audio and it just doesn't fire. I mean, that has to be frustrating. It sounded like he was on a roll up until that point. And I'll tell you, the wheels just completely come off from there.
Meanwhile, game one of both ALDS series today. Houston hosting the Red Sox, 4:08 Eastern time, first pitch. Yankees up in Cleveland at Progressive Field, 7:30 Eastern time, first pitch. NFL investigating the complete scope, as the guys just told you about, of Terrell Pryor's incident with a fan at Arrowhead on Monday night. Pryor flipped off a fan. Says he was referred to by the N-word several times on Monday night.
Now, by now, you've got to be thinking, look, I know what you're thinking. It can't possibly get worse from here. He's stumbling. He's bumbling. But the positive is he's made it through it, and it's only going to be clear sailing from here on out. The rest of this old update from 2017 of Chris Russell's, I'm sad to report to you that it does not actually get any better.
Bucks hosting the Patriots on Thursday Night Football, and the Caps open the season in Ottawa tonight. Drop the puck at 7:30. Pregame coverage at 7:15 here on the Fan. Tom Daly and I will have a Cap season preview at 6:30. We're sponsored by Walgreens. Get your flu shot at Walgreens right now. I'm Chris Russell, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
What do you think was going through his head? It's like he got to the end of the read and he thought that there was more paper and he's looking at it. Right now.
Get your flu shot at Walgreens. Right now.
It's like he thought there was another line. And then he adjusts his glasses to see what the other line says, and then he realizes, oh no, there's not another line. I'm at the end of the copy.
Get your flu shot at Walgreens right now.
Don't think I forgot about the last part either where he says his name. Don't worry, guys, I got it. I'm on top of this.
I'm Chris Russell, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
That's where his brain just quits on him. He says, his brain's just like, get out of here. I'm done with this. I'm over this read. I'm over it.
I'm Chris Russell.
I'm Chris Russell.
Sports Radio.
God, that is just a riot. That is just, I love this man. People say I hate him. Like I've got this vendetta against him. I love him. How could you not love that? How could you not? Yeah, he can be painfully annoying at times. But without him, we don't have this. We don't have this gold right here, this gold mine. He is a gold factory. I love Chris Russell. You can quote me on that. I love him. All right, here's one more clip, and then I got to get out of here. One more clip I found in the funny clips folder of Chris Russell.
And they got away with it. Not only did they get away with it, but they damn near... They... I don't... they didn't nearly win a playoff game. I guess for one half they nearly won a playoff game.
I don't know what the context of that is. I'm sorry, I got no additional information to supply there. I can promise you I didn't doctor that audio. I didn't touch it. It's exactly as I found it in the Funny Clips folder with all of that space, that giant pregnant pause. That's exactly how I found that clip.
And they got away with it. Not only did they get away with it, but they damn near... They didn't nearly win a playoff game. I guess for one half they nearly won a playoff game.
God, I love Chris Russell. Never change, man. Oh, never change. I got to get out of here. I'll see you guys same time next Saturday at 7 a.m. Thank you so much for supporting the show, for listening week in and week out. I really, really do appreciate it. You can follow the show on iTunes. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Man, Chris Russell has me all out of sorts here. Subscribe to Overtime on 106.7 The Fan on iTunes. And you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Lingbach. Follow Station on Twitter at 106.7 The Fan. And like us on Facebook. We've got a great staff of writers here that work long and hard hours to bring you great, new, fresh DC sports content every single day of the week. I'll see you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.